Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company. Since 1993, we've given 10% of our profits to efforts that help protect and restore the earth, from supporting organic farmers to funding glacier research education. Learn more at stonyfield.com. We're proud to support living on earth and hope you will too. Donate at loe.org.
If walls had ears, they would certainly revel in the Resonance Project. The project is a musical experiment, turning buildings into giant instruments, tuning into the acoustics of architecture, the natural resonance of spaces to make them sing, from cathedrals and parking lots to tunnels. Living on Earth's Ike Sriskandaraja met the man behind the music.
My name's Oliver Beer. I'm an artist and filmmaker, currently working in Paris. What, should I go on any further than that?
He's also a musician whose instruments are buildings, big boomy-sounding places. Beer taps into resonant frequencies of a space and can play, for example, a tunnel like a pipe organ. That's what he did under London's Old Vic Theatre.
What I did in the Old Vic tunnels in London was to find the resonant frequencies of these extraordinary Victorian tunnels that run under Waterloo Station and stimulate them to sing and resound.
Unlocking the precise frequency of a tunnel takes some finesse and some training.
I taught the singers how to find the frequencies, and you do that simply by singing a glissando from a really high register to a low register. And if you do it smoothly, when you hit a certain note, when you hit the right note, suddenly the room will sing back to you.
How do you find the exact place? Do you have like a sine oscillation box with the wave signal, or is it all just by ear?
In this case, for this work, it's all just by ear. And it's interesting, it's almost like a key. Once you tell them that the notes are there, once you tell them how to find them, it becomes quite easy.
Once he found the resonant frequencies of the tunnels, Beer placed 7 singers in different places. Then he invited an audience into the dark, mysterious tunnels.
And as you say, they're very dark. And what I really exploited that for this performance. So what I actually did was that I switched all the lights out and it was almost completely black. And so the experience for the viewer, they moved very slowly through this space, finding their way. And as they did so, it resounded. You couldn't at first identify that there were even people singing. And out of that will grow just a single melody. It's a very emotive experience, really, to suddenly feel like you're in the belly of this giant architectural instrument and this great pair of lungs. People have told me that it was a very immersive and actually quite a chilling experience.
Beer is not exclusively an underground musician. His Resonance Project has reverberated in spaces both mundane and sacred.
One of the first ever pieces I did was in a chapel in Oxford, where I used the text of the Lord's Prayer and distilled it through the architecture.
A small choir repeated the words,
"Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven."
And Beer recorded the prayer and played it back over speakers. As the words bounced around the marble floor and domed ceiling, he kept the microphone running, recorded that sound, and played it back.
And when that finished, I played that back and recorded it again. So I made a recording of a recording of a recording.
As he did that, the natural frequencies of the chapel resonate more strongly, and the overtones become more pronounced.
But then I ask the choir to match those notes as they appear. The room actually then causes that wine glass effect to happen. It amplifies their voices and starts to sing back to them. And then when it's singing back to them and they're singing perfect unison, I then ask the choir to harmonize with it.
Thank you. words of the prayer echo continuously round the chapel and return as unintelligible vibrations.
One of the things that I love about this whole phenomenon, the whole project and its creative potential, is that no matter what words you say, no matter what words you sing, no matter what their meaning, no matter what their text, it will always bounce back indiscriminately. The mathematics of it, the science of it, is completely indifferent to the meaning of your words.
Another Oliver Beer project finds music in a cement multi-story parking garage in the English Midlands.
A really grim, tall concrete building right in the centre of Birmingham. I think its days are numbered. It'll probably be wiped out in the next phase of development. And I just love the idea that I could almost make a cast of the inside of this concrete monster before it gets destroyed. Obviously a cast, not in a literal sense, but in an acoustic sense.
Have you paid and displayed, and displayed?
For the text, I used the mantra, which is displayed on all car parks in Britain, where it just says again and again, pay and display, wherever you go in the whole place. And all the kind of qualifications of that, like, except on Sunday.
Except on Sunday.
Why should we not have to pay to park on a Sunday?
For his Ode to a Car Park, Beer worked with about 20 kids, ages 9 to 12.
These kids were incredibly sensitive to the sound. It was quite amazing. And I never thought that kids so young could be so tuned in to the idea and into the music. But it was quite beautiful.
Just like in the Oxford Chapel, Beer recorded the voices and played them back over speakers, and then looped that, and looped that. And as the words degraded, the natural frequency emerged.
Then I asked them to harmonize with it. And so it was a progression from speech to music, and then from this single, unique chord grew a harmonic progression. I began the whole shoot by having just silence, having them listen. And at the end of it, I did the same thing again. I asked them just to be silent. And after a day of using their ears in that way, of tuning into all of the sounds around them, they heard so much more than they had in the morning.
Beer says once your ears tune into the resonant frequencies of the environments you walk through every day, it's hard to turn them off.
Everyone probably thinks I'm quite mad. You know, any particular space that I'm in, I'll be singing to make it resound back at me. And I think there's a music inherent in every space.
And that makes Oliver Beer want to explore new venues for his concerts.
There's a great new tunnel, a road tunnel that runs under the Bosphorus, which would be wonderful to work in. Or even the Pantheon in Rome, which has been there for 2,000 years, resounding in the same way. And I wonder how many people have ever heard it.
If Beer has his way, and can persuade the right authorities, perhaps more people will get a chance to hear it in the future. For Living on Earth, I'm Ike Sriskandaraja.